how you do it. That is how you pay homage to the 60s girl groups. That is the Go Team with the song Ready to Go Steady. You can find that on the band's just released album, Rolling Blackouts. Came out February 1st on Memphis Industries. I like that so much better than the other takes by bands like Best Coast and such. It's done here without the layers of noise, and it's a lot of fun. Well, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 162. I am your curmudgeon host, Sid Souter. I've got lots of good music for you this week, lots of stuff that is spring, and hopefully it is spring where you are. Things are in full effect here in Kansas City. Let's see. Oh, this is bright and sunny. How about that? This is a song called You Can Make the Sunrise by Sleepy Rebels.
Rise and shine, get the sand out of your eyes. Look around you and realize you can make the sunrise. This is your time, come outside and recognize. Go faster than time can fly. You can make the sunrise.
Shine the sunlight. Oh, it's the end of the night. Are you gonna
Well, I promise you not everything this week will be an homage to another decade, but a couple of bands there paying their tribute to the 70s, and the good part of the 70s, the rock and the pop, and the power pop, not the the soft rock crap like Seals and Croft, the, you know, that new Iron and Wine record. Anyway, second there was Smith & Western with the song Into the Night. That is on the band's album Diet Blonde, which came out January of this year on Fat Possum Records, a band out of Chicago. They're currently on tour, and I know they just played Kansas City, though I missed that show as I was out of town. And before that was Sleepy Rebels with the song You Can Make the Sun Rise. That's the band's album Yellow Tree, which doesn't come out until May 5th of this year on Powerful Company. That's the band's own label, so keep an eye out for that one, and it is worth waiting for. Let's see. Oh, coming up next, let's make a trip out to Copenhagen in Denmark. The song is called Alignments Bend by the band Anchorless.
Whoa! dress and undress, coats are written thin later when the child is bred. She thinks about what I never said. Well, I was glad to take what I was.
That is Gang of Four with the song She Said on the band's new album Content. Came out earlier this year on Yep Rock Records. It certainly isn't entertainment, but I don't expect anything to. But it was kind of a letdown there. Some of the guitar is still jagged and nice, but the rhythms just aren't the same. And without Dave Allen, maybe that's the issue there. Put that up against last week's New Wire album, and the New Wire is the winner there. So as we dig back for bands of the past, winner Wire, loser Gang of Four. Before that was Anchorless with the song Alignment's Been. That's on the band's EP Anchorless, which came out on Pony Rec last year sometime, last May, I think. A band who recalls a lot of indie rock in the U.S. A lot of the album actually sounds very Modest Mousey, though that track a little more Bob Moldy, I think. It's good, just not terribly original. Kind of getting it parroted back to us from Denmark. A lot of bands from Denmark right now. I think that's probably a good thing. Let's see. Let's travel again here. Let's go down to Mexico City for Chiquita Violente. We'll be right back.
takes a leap of faith to know you're wrong and sleep at night. Stringing the line to walk between a perilous height. And you know it's not right, but you're stuck inside the middle. Trying to restrain, but the pain only seems to rise. Nothing is calm as an empty house that's been filled with lies. And you can feel their eyes, but you're stuck inside the middle.
Disappeared so mysteriously, never to be seen. Others have been lovingly laid out in a field of green. Like the old woman of the desert, the young surfer by the sea, the teachers of such pathways that would only ever teach for free. The bleeding trailblazers, the sleepy stipulators, the wicked wanderlusters, and the clowning crop dusters. They've been killing off all my heroes since I was 17. Season was added each year just for the stricken. Losses by the numbers, disasters by the score. When the art of acceptance can't even expect you to accept anymore. That which doesn't kill you really does make you stronger. Swiftly, such young, fresh folk look to me as pathfinder. And it's in my crinkled smile, in my smoldering spark I glisten. I instruct them to be so quiet for just a while, and give their own heart a good listen. Killing off all your heroes since you were 17. Some will go on to disappear so mysteriously, never to be seen. And others will get all lovingly laid out in a field of green.
Slip back a few months for that one. That is Giant Sand with the song Field of Green from the album Blurry Blue Mountain that came out last October on Fire Records. Mr. Gelb has created another fine album there. I always like him best when he sounds like Silver Jews, though, so maybe that just means I am not a good person. Before that, we heard from Chamberlain. That is a band out of Burlington, Vermont, with the song Never Die Alone. That's on the album Bitter Blood, which came out March 1st of this year on Roll Call EMI. The band just finished a big jaunt across the country with Grace Potter, I believe, but they'll probably be out soon because that's the sort of people they are. Keep an eye out. And before that, Chiquita Violenta with the song Roni from the album Trees, which came out January of this year on Arts and Crafts Record, a band out of Mexico City. I saw them last year sometime opening on the Rara Riot tour, and they're pretty entertaining. Earlier records, I guess, sounded very much like the Arts and Crafts roster, but this one it grows a little bit, expands some. Well, I see I'm out of time, so let me get the business out of the way. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 162. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. And you can follow things on Twitter at SidMuchRock. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone. And this is a track that came out, gosh, I don't know. It's on the album Advanced Bass Battery Life, which was a compilation album picking up singles and covers and B-sides and such that came out in 2009 on Tom Lab Records. Of course, the band has since broken up, and Owen Ashworth is probably onto other things, though I don't know what he's doing. Someone look that up and get in touch with me about that one. The song I'm going to play is called White Corolla, and as I said, it's by Cassie Tone for The Painfully Alone, and it's a good one, so listen and enjoy. See, a track you can listen to at the end of a Too Much Rock podcast. It's a novel thing. We'll talk next week.
Your little white car.